Oh, if people have to saw logs, and sometimes they put them on a frame, sort of thing, an X-shaped frame, shaped like this, and put a log of, well, a piece of wood across it. Do you know what that would be called? That frame?
No.
Okay.
I tried to guess, but I couldn't.
You would know that. How about, and this you might possibly know, kind of an A-shaped frame that people would, like, lay things across, maybe some boards, perhaps sometimes like at a church supper. I have seen this. They'll have two of these things and have some boards on top of it. Do you know a sawhorse?
Yes, they call them a sawhorse.
Sawhorse. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got lint on your clothes, you need sometimes
a switch broom.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people are fixing their hair, they'll use a comb and a
brush.
Now, a lot of times when they had straight razors, they sharpen them on a leather.
It would look like a leather belt or something like this.
If you've heard it called
strap,
right? The kind of ammunition that you put in a shotgun, you'd call, or in a, well, we might call it something in a revolver. This is kind of an older word too, not bullet.
Shell.
Okay, even older word. Well, I just said, do you know the word cartridge?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say that one?
Cartridge.
So you have heard that one.
Yes.
Okay. This is something that children would play on. One gets on one end.
Seesaw.
Okay. And if they were playing on it, you'd say they were?
Seesawing.
Yeah. This is hard to say. How about something kind of along the same lines as a seesaw, only instead of going up and down, it goes round and round.
Spinning wheel.
Oh, spinning wheel.
That's what some of the kids call.
Did you ever know anything like that when you were growing up?
How about
merry-go-round? Anything called?
Yes, they did. They have merry-go-round.
That would just be. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We would take our hands, you know, and just turn them around and
around.
They call them merry-go-rounds.
How about, did you ever know people taking a board, just kind of a limber board, and hanging ropes or something and fastening it at either end that they would jump up and down on? Something to jump up and down on.
Now you say they did what with a board?
They would just take a board and they would tie like a rope on one end and rope on the other end. What they used it for, it was limber, and they jump up and down on it.
Never heard of that.
Okay. They probably, they don't.
See, I don't.
No, that's I didn't expect you to. They do that in the country, but they don't.
Really? Well, I've never heard of that.
That's the thing that country kids do. They call
and
it
you call it what?
They call it a jump board.
Oh, this is nice. I bet if I had known, we would have been jumping.
That apparently they have a. It was very dangerous, though. I mean, I've talked to people in the country who did, and they were always falling off and all this. On this one, you will know. When you just have a. You take a piece of wood or something, make a seat, and you have two ropes and just something to play on. Yeah, you make a seat on it and then have. You could.
A swing?
Yeah, sure. And you said that they used coal at one time. What would you carry coal in?
They had boxes. We would buy the coal and would come around.
And then if you had it,
we kept it in a box in the house.
You kept it in a box.
Yes,
not a
call it a coal box.
A coal box. Okay. Now, what would run from the stove to the chimney?
A pipe.
Now this is a little kind of a small vehicle to carry heavy things. It would have one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Now, a rock, just a small rock that people would carry to sharpen like tools with.
I don't know the name of that.
Have you ever
heard? I've seen it.
Okay, you've seen it. Okay, yeah. I'll see if you know. A wet rock or a wet stone, does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does. Wet stone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how about something kind of like that, only it's fixed and it has a wheel that you turn?
It has a rock on it?
Yeah. A big rock goes on it.
I don't think I've ever seen
grindstone,
one.
Do you know that?
No.